Hey, you said you want Comic-Con fun and a place to have it? Well, look no further than the Mohegan Sun this August 19th to the 21st. That's right, the Terrific Comic-Con. Terrific Con is hitting the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. You'll see actors from your favorite shows like The Walking Dead, Arrow, Comic Book Men, and Star Trek. Plus, there'll be some fun on Saturday night when Kevin Smith, Silent Bob himself, joins the fun at the Mohegan Sun. There'll be comics, cosplay, and a whole lot more. Plus, don't forget, meet your favorite comic book artists and writers at Terrific Con. There'll be Dan Slott, Mark Bagley, Paul Levitz, Neil Adams, Keith Giffen, and more than 50 of your favorite comic book artists and writers from Marvel and DC. That's Terrific Con, Connecticut's Terrific Comic Con this August 19th to the 21st. Tickets on sale right now. For more information, visit us at terrificcon.com. It's terrific!
I'm Chris from Nerd Alert News, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual host. Check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Episode number 64. I'm Mike Dorn with
Peter Malnick.
And Peter Malnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite is all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're going to cover it.
And let's see, we're also a part of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to www.gunnageek.com and listen to all the other shows on their network. And let's see, you can also find us on social media at facebook.com/doubly exquisite. You can find us on Twitter at the AE Podcast or individually at Peter Melnick.
At Mike_Nord.
You can find us on the Instagrams at
Audibly Exquisite.
Give us a couple like skis on our photos and find us on the worldwide interwebs at
www.audiblyexquisite.com.
And there's also a wide variety of ways you can listen to this here program. Go on the Podomatic app, go on the TuneIn app, go on the Stitcher radio app, all available for all iOS and Android devices. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe and share.
Do it.
On iTunes. So, now, this is a regular episode, but we are also joined with a special guest today. The guy in charge of Figure Rants on YouTube.
Not Figure Ants.
Not Figure Ants. Figure Rants with a Z.
Z.
Travis, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. And you're going to be joining us for today's topic skis. And also, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Well, like you guys said, I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, same name as YouTube. And I got a Facebook page. And also I have my Instagram, which is Treetop Travesty, and this underscores in between each word.
Very cool. And Figure Rants, FigureRantz. So now, you're a big fan of a lot of the stuff we like. You're big into comic books, movies, television, video games, etc., etc. Travis, what got you into, like, you know, action figures and stuff like that?
Poor kid.
Yeah,
when you're a kid and you don't have a lot of money, your family tends to get you toys because they're cheap back then. They're like $5 when I started collecting toys.
Oh yeah, like the G.I. Joe figures were like, I think, like $2 a piece, weren't they, back in the day?
Yeah, way back when you could get like such good figures for so little money. Nowadays it's like $25, but
yeah, and it's like always the like look at Hot Toys for example. Look how much those fucking things cost.
Yeah, I don't own those.
Only had a time machine.
Exactly. Yeah. Although, to be fair, Hot Toys are pretty fucking awesome with some of the stuff they put out. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of, like, the Christopher Reeve Superman, the Adam West Batman. So that stuff is gorgeous looking, just to see, like, how lifelike these things look.
Well, some of them eyes actually move also. You can move them around with, like, a screwdriver in the ear.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it would creep the hell out of me.
It's so weird.
I saw the Hot Toys Deadpool, though, right after the movie released, and that looks amazing.
I didn't even know they made a Deadpool for Hot Toys.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. So now also a lot of other things going on in regards to the news. This week they just announced some stuff going on with Justice League. Mike?
Well, apparently Justice League will be a standalone film, an episode in itself.
Yeah, it kind of bums me out the fact that that's happening. I like the idea of seeing a two-part Justice League movie, although it does once again look like they're trying to copy Marvel with something yet again.
They're backpedaling now, I think. Right. Because Batman v Superman didn't do as well as they wanted it to do.
Right. Travis, are you like more of a Marvel or a DC kind of guy?
Oh, I'm definitely a Marvel guy. Like, I'm really getting into DC now, but used to be just strictly Marvel. I couldn't even pan away from that at all.
Yeah.
You know me, DC.
You're a huge Valiant fan. You love you love Exo Manowar.
Tangent.
Yeah, so I mean, myself, I'm a diehard Marvel guy, but even I'm one of the ones that says, like, when DC does something right, they do something right.
Their animated shit's good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like the animated stuff. I actually prefer, in a lot of ways, the comics sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, with Rebirth happening, I've picked up pretty much every single title from that run.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, except for Teen Titans Rebirth or whatever, because speculator vultures keep grabbing the books before I can get to the store.
Assholes.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what happened because I couldn't even grab the book before it came out.
That sucks.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but it happens. Now, Travis, what kind of comics do you like?
Normally, I'm into, like, I want to call it horror, but, like, stuff like Hellboy, Constantine. I love Constantine.
Right, the Hellblazer characters?
Yeah, I read that religiously.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to see, with the movies, would you want to see a Justice League movie, Justice League Dark movie happen, for example?
I don't know. DC's been pretty dark. Like,
yeah.
Lately, it's like everybody's Batman.
Can you imagine that?
Have you seen Batman v Superman?
No, not yet. I've been putting it off. I didn't hear great things, so I was like, why spend the money?
I mean, in all honesty, you're lucking out because of the fact if you see it, you're going to see the extended cut, which, according to people who... The movie got leaked recently, accidentally, on... what's it called?
Online.
It was on Vudu.
Oh.
It was Vudu or one of the streaming sites. It got released early for the people who pre-ordered, and it was immediately taken down for, like, everyone else. So, like, it was up for about a day or so, and it was, like, immediately taken down. But, like, people who saw it have said so far the movie is really good. It improves on a lot of the problems that the film had. But then again, this where I'm hearing this stuff is from DC fan groups where there's DC fanboys, and they're, you know, love everything DC
does. Oh, yeah. That annoys the crap out of me when you get that, like... You know, like, I'm a Marvel fan, and I can admit when I don't like something Marvel, like,
yeah.
I didn't like the second Avengers.
Avengers a lot. I liked it more than the first.
It just, they packed a lot of stuff in there, and then, I could have excused everything else, but then they got the love scene between Bruce and Black Widow. Yeah, and I was just like, ugh, God damn it, Wheaton.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I really had a problem with Avengers 2 was the, what's it called, the farm scenes.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was nothing but endless farm scenes. Like, we get it. We get it. You're away from society, and you're now on a farm.
Chopping wood.
Yeah, chopping wood, and you know, not just chopping wood, but ripping wood apart, apparently.
Oh,
because
that's right.
Remember, Steve Rogers can pull that off,
yeah,
literally.
I was a little upset that they went with the Ultimate Hawkeye, too, on that. The family and everything like that.
I like Hawkeye in the movies, but I feel like, because I'm so used to the Hawkeye run, the Matt Fraction... David Aja and, like, everyone else run from Marvel that came out. And I'm used to that kind of Hawkeye. Or Hawkeye, as he's called in that run.
Yeah. I'm a huge Hawkeye fan. And I like him with Mockingbird. Like, there's that whole thing with them together. And to give him a family... Like, first off, you limit him. Because you're not going to be staking out, like, months at a time if you have a family to return to. So now, he's not going to be around ever. And that annoys the crap out of me.
Right.
Because he is one of my my favorite characters. He is one of the ones I love looking at. So yeah, Hawkeye's the character I love watching. Like, he's super powerless. He's
right.
Just a guy with an incredible ability. And now he's not in half the stuff. I was happy they brought him back for the Captain America Civil War and everything like that. But other than that, like, I just don't like him having a family. No, you're not supposed to have a family. You're a superhero. Get over it. You don't get that lifestyle.
Well, I mean, not just that, but also he's the guy who's in, when it's Halloween, he's the guy that gives out full-size candy bars and not just fun-size, according to the Deadpool versus Hawkeye run. So, I mean, when he has a family, that limits the candy bar ratio. You know, you go down to fun-size. And
because you're out trick-or-treating at that point.
It's true.
Exactly. So, but I'm excited. With Justice League, I'm excited about the movie just because we're getting more shit with this stuff. And I like that. I like the fact that we're getting a better look at some of these characters. And Mike, you read as well the like leaked what's going to be happening in the movie. What did you think? Like what you saw?
And well, I saw the picture of the Batmobile.
Right.
It looks just the same as the other one.
Yeah.
It was just like maybe new hubcaps, I guess.
Pretty much.
But
got his spinners.
Who was the villain that they confirmed? Do you remember? And the main villain will be Steppenwolf.
The band from the 1960s, 70s?
Yes.
So we're going to be getting Born to be Wild as the soundtrack for Justice League. Justice League, the movie. Born to be Wild.
Born to be Wild.
You know what? I'll take it. I will take that as a movie. Absolutely.
But not the band, actually. It's the villain.
Are we 100% confirmed with this?
From Apocalypse.
Oh, man. I'm...
Not from like Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse, but the planet Apocalypse.
The planet Apocalypse.
Yes, he didn't come from Apocalypse. He didn't grow a vagina and give birth from him.
What a movie! What a movie that would be. But yeah, like with this movie, I'm just bummed out the fact that it's going to be one part. I kind of want to see this being a 2-part movie because you want to get more out of this story. And I guarantee you, it's going to be like, you know, what's going to end up happening. We're going to end up getting, we're going to get it as a one movie in the theaters, and then DVD. It's going to be released as two different fucking things. It's going to be the bonus director's cut, the lost scenes, or some stupid shit like that.
Ultimate director's cut plus other stuff.
Negative, 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 plus, plus, plus.
Well, it's going to be something like Zack Snyder.
Somebody has to take over that role, because I don't think we're getting any Hobbit movies anytime soon.
Oh,
so.
God. Yeah, I mean, were they supposed to do one more thing with that stuff, like the Silmarillion or some shit?
I don't know. They made one book into three movies. I stopped paying attention.
How the fuck did they pull that off?
They left out my favorite part. Like the whole thing I loved about The Hobbit was the spider scene where you got Bilbo bragging about his sword. They call it the Stinger!
Not Tom Bombadil, or whatever his name was.
All I got was Bilbo, all excited because he stabbed a spider, and it burns! I'm calling it Stinger. That was my favorite part of the book. And they left it completely out and added all that crap.
I don't know. I mean, I like the trend of making these big epics, but I miss when it was actually one movie as opposed to 17 different fucking things.
See, I don't mind that so much because I'm for the long run kind of guy. I will sit and binge watch all director's cut Lord of the Rings in one day, make an entire day out of it.
But it's one movie.
That. Yeah.
Whereas opposed to back in the day, they used to do Lawrence of Arabia was 3-hour runtime. This, that, the other things. Yeah, and if Lawrence of Arabia was done now, it would be like Lawrence of Arabia, part one. Lawrence, and then part two of Arabia.
Yeah.
Make just it four.
Stretch this shit out as much as possible.
I don't know. I can kind of see, because, as a people, our attention spans have shrunk down to nothing.
Yeah.
So, they have to make these short little movies all the time. But, I could sit in on those old movies and watch it forever, because I'm a big movie kind of guy. My girlfriend, we're half hour in the movie, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
We'll be, and now that AMC has the recliners, she's out in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
She wakes up in the middle of the movie and she wants me to catch her up on what's going on. And I'm like, I'm watching. Shut up.
Be like, well, they found her on a desert planet and we're not sure if Han's her dad or Luke.
Yeah.
But they're on a catwalk right now talking and about to figure something out.
I mean, all I'm saying right now is I'm just excited for Lawrence of Arabia part two of I just cannot wait for that movie.
I can't wait for part three.
Arabia.
No, because you can break it down. Arabia.
We're going to go with syllables now?
Yes.
Lawrence. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's coming. It's coming.
I mean, sorry, I just can't get over that idea. That's fucking genius. Anyway, so now speaking of the DC films, Ben Affleck just confirmed that he's going to be directing the standalone Batman movie.
And he's not yet finished writing the script.
And did they reveal what the movie, the gist of it is going to be about?
It's a mean combination of a couple Batman stories.
But he hasn't, revealed which
ones. My theory is it's going to be most likely incorporate Red Hood.
Yeah, especially because of that scene.
Yeah, I would love that.
I don't know. That's the one I see him going with. Because, you know, they did show, they confirmed Jason Todd, that was his Robin costume.
Yeah, especially the ha-ha jokes on you.
Yeah.
Which I thought, I actually saw a t-shirt of the ha-ha jokes on you. I wanted to get that shirt just because how cool it looked.
Yep, so that's what they're doing.
In theory. In theory, communism works. In theory.
It does. Yeah. It always works, actually.
So anyway, now, Willem Dafoe, not Willem Dafriend, he confirmed... Willem
Dafoe.
They confirmed the character details for his Justice League character.
He's going to be a cross-dresser. Okay. Oh, Boondock Saints. Never mind.
What a terrible movie.
Yeah. God. If you can't tell Willem Dafoe's a chick, you got something wrong. Not a chick, I mean.
But anyway, he's going to be playing an Atlantean, I believe. An
Atlantean advisor. The one who basically teaches Aquaman how to be king. I hope
fucking
he does.
Fucking really? They couldn't utilize that for the Aquaman movie itself?
I don't know.
Hey, we're going to, again...
Hey, Aquaman, don't be a dick and swim around and talk to fish. I'm going to go over here and smoke a cigarette while I glare.
And then make wacky faces in a mirror like he did in Spider-Man.
He's the one guy that can light a cigarette underwater.
Yeah, he's just smoking cigarettes, being pissed off the whole time. God. I don't even know why I'm here. Well, we're stealing all the Spider-Man characters, Will.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Also, they also leaked footage that, what's his face? Big, strong, J.J. Abesim. What's his name?
Savio Vega.
Jonah Jett. Who played...
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
Yes. The one who plays Commissioner Gordon. They leaked a clip with him in it.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, he was on the rooftop with Batman, The Flash, Cyborg... And those guys, and everyone ditches and leaves a Flash by himself. And he goes, they do that all the time. Flash says,
okay, that's a cool line. Yeah. I like that.
Then all the Flash just kind of like nods at him, speeds off real fast. Like, ironically, the Flash is the last one to leave.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of the Flash, Travis, have you watched the series at all?
Oh, yeah. I saw the first season. I love the Flash series.
I think, how do you feel about, like, the, have you watched Arrow at all?
I watched Arrow. You know what? Arrow makes me mad because he's not Batman.
Yeah.
And they stole all his rogue gallery. They're stealing his storylines.
Ra's al Ghul is not involved with Green Arrow.
Well, like, I watched this, and Allison gets mad at me. I keep mentioning Allison, but she's the one who reacts to everything I do. And I'm screaming at the TV, you know, you're not Batman! Like, I'm screaming at the TV, you're not, and I love the show, but I just scream at the TV, you're not Batman! She's like, then don't watch it.
Have you watched his role in Ninja Turtles 2, the new one?
No.
He was actually really good, but the thing is this. He incorporated the kind of humor that Ollie should have had in the series.
So he can play the character as he's supposed to be. He just doesn't. They don't allow him to.
Like, in the Justice League cartoons, Green Arrow is kind of a smartass all the time.
Yeah, of course, because he has to have that level of humor.
Yeah.
And I just find it funny that they did the complete opposite. Like, in Ninja Turtles, his character is somebody who's funny, and in Arrow, proving your point further. He's playing like a serious brooding guy. Shouldn't Casey Jones be the serious brooding guy, and it'd be a flip side kind of?
Yeah, well, Casey was a smart mouth too, though.
Yeah, but not.
But like, it was more cynical than anything.
Well, like when Mike, when you saw, like, he kind of came off as a dummy a little bit, didn't he?
Just
he
wasn't a that little. Bright. He's kind of like, hey, how'd I pass my test to get a cop? Cool. Here's your gun, here's your badge. Have fun in the public. Don't shoot anybody.
Also, Mike, you did see the movie this past week. What did you think of it?
I thought it was exquisite for your eyes.
I liked it. It was a fun...
Don't tell nobody that because they'll flip the fuck out.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to like it because it's a Michael Bay produced movie.
See, I wouldn't hate that it's Michael Bay. I don't care about Michael Bay. I hate the fact I watched the first one and it made me angry.
The first one was okay, but it wasn't great. It was
not like
it was a movie.
They made Shredder a Transformer. I was like, what the hell is this? He's merging his things here. Like, no, Shredder doesn't have magical magnet powers. I don't care about that. Like, there's point. I fell asleep the first time I watched it. First off, I had to wake up and watch it again. And I would wake up and see a part and like the CG is so bad. I was like. Maybe I'm half asleep right now. Maybe if I wake up for a second, clear. No, it's just bad CG.
So. That was my problem with the movie, and also just the tone, kind of. Like, it didn't work for me.
Better watch your tone.
It didn't work for me. Like, it just did not work.
I don't know. Like, I remember Ninja Turtles back in the day, watching the cartoon and everything, and I loved it. Every little kid is a hardcore Ninja Turtle fan. Like, there's no way you can... If you have a kid that's not a Ninja Turtle fan, throw that guy in a burlap sack and then throw him in the river. Because
you
don't
beat him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you don't need that kid. You need to start over. Spartan him, start over.
Right. I don't know. I feel like they definitely improved on it with the second one, though. It was more fun, you know what I mean? Like, they got the character. So now they're also saying, in regards to the DC stuff, that Geoff Johns and Zack Snyder are supposedly collaborating together on an upcoming project.
Ooh.
They haven't said exactly what it is yet. It might be a movie, might be a TV series.
Might be a mixtape.
Might be a mixtape, might be... They might be
a Christmas album.
They might be dropping some hot fire this season, so you never know. Might be even a comic book. And I'm surprised. I mean, they're gonna need a lot of black ink with Snyder going around with the dark and gritty. That was a really, really easy joke to make, and I'm not proud of it. But anyway, so... do you think they could pull this off, like something good, like with Jeff reining him in, maybe?
You could give Geoff Johns a turd and he'll make it cool.
You read like the Rebirth stuff and you loved it.
Green Lantern Rebirth from back in the day, yeah.
Well, Rebirth, we're talking about like DC Universe Rebirth.
Okay, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I think they know what they're doing with Jeff being involved, so hopefully, fingers crossed, he pulls off something good.
I think he's got it in him.
Travis, have you read any of Jeff's work?
I read the first three Rebirths so far, and it looks like they're leading up to something great going. I don't want to give anything away with spoilers, but I like it.
I dug what I read, like with the main DC Universe Rebirth title. I thought it was phenomenal stuff.
What I think what they're doing with Snyder is like one time, like say there's a dog that's kind of like a dick. They'll take a good dog that's obedient, and they'll leash them together,
right?
And make sure you know the good dog teaches the idiot dog how to be nice.
They're Caesar Milaning it.
Yeah, exactly. Every time Snyder gets like, we can make this dark grip.
Pretty much.
Like, no, stop that, Zach.
I'm wondering now, are we going to like start seeing like little subtle things? Like, you know how Snyder is, like hiding the little details. Are we going to see that in the Marvel or not Marvel, DC Universe?
Exactly.
Like, you know how when you... Did you read DC Universe Rebirth number one?
No, I read Batman, Superman, and Flash? The Flash.
Well, you know the stuff with the Watchmen, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the spoilers I didn't want to give away. I don't know how many people have.
Yeah, we talked about it. Like,
we spoil everything.
Okay.
Well, the thing about it is, if you see when the explosions go off in the Batcave, all of a sudden you just see tink, and the thing hits the wall.
Yeah, and it's that little pin.
But the fact they included the little tink onomatopoeia and just throw that in the background, that's like... Wow, you have to really catch that. Like, I didn't notice it on the first go around reading that. I'm like, oh, they did reference the pin being thrown at the wall. You know what I mean? It's like little details like that, which are so fucking smart.
Yeah,
you don't see that in a lot of stuff. You know, you don't see pins getting jammed into walls. You don't see that. It's not
only in New York.
Only in New York in a eccentric billionaire's cave.
I think for New York Comic Con, I'm going to dress as a cave wall with a pin stuck in me. People, what are you?
People would get it, though, which is the really weird part. They would
a Batman's cave wall with a pin stuck in me.
My favorite... What's, like, the most obscure cosplay you've seen at a con? Like, that you didn't... you may have been, like, the only person there to get it.
Oh, I don't know. The one I saw that, like, obscure one was Demon Knight. I'd never seen that one before.
My favorite obscure one had to be Sully from Uncharted. He had like the red shirt. He had a fake cigar, and I just look at him. He's got like the fake gray dyed hair, and I'm like, Sully or Sully? And he looks at me, and goes, "Finally, someone gets this." I'm like, "Oh shit!"
Well, did you see that meme where it has like all the Disney villains, and that has the hunter with the baby deer? And it took me two times around to figure out what it was. It's the hunter that killed Bambi's mom.
I was like,
oh my god, I finally got it, second time around.
That's so great.
They only had to explain it to me.
I like the cosplays where, you know, you have to think about what it is for a second, then when it's like, it's a rewarding kind of thing. I've seen
actually two people dressed as Dan's legs.
Wait, who?
Two people that were Dan's legs. They're just bloody nubs.
Oh my god, are you serious?
They were like legs from like the knee down. And they were just nubby and bloody.
That's fucking... Wow.
Yeah, and they just each had a sign Lieutenant Dan's legs.
Yeah, but, like, that's gotta be hard for you, though, because, like, it's gotta be, like, that scene from Guardians of the Galaxy where they're like, who are you? Star-Lord, man. Like...
I thought you were gonna go with the whole Rocket Raccoon stealing a person's leg.
No. No, I was going for the one where...
I need that eyeball.
It's gotta be obnoxious, though. Like, you do something so clever, it's beyond everybody else, and they're like... Yeah, it's dumb. I'm walking away. And then you feel like you're the asshole.
My cosplay idea for New York Comic Con this year before everything, you know, everything, whatever, I was originally going to cosplay as like a Fallout dweller, you know, with the blue jumpsuit and everything. I was going to rip off one of the arms, get a chainsaw hand, and I was going to end up making like into a Pip-Boy, and it would be like a Fallout Evil Dead mashup cosplay. And I like, for anyone out there, if you want to give that cosplay a try, I'm throwing that out there for you. But
we
man,
get working on that if you want it.
No, I'm not doing cosplay this year for New York Comic Con. Can't do it. But
bitch,
my thing is like I wanted to do that so bad, but such is life. But I think like one of the things also that we were planning on doing for that was we were gonna like take maybe like a soda bottle or something, place that on there, and make it into the little screen, like you know a Mountain Dew bottle, like plastic or whatever, throw that on there, and make it like into an LED display.
Well, you can actually buy your own Pip-Boy phone holder now.
I've seen those, and I've seen like remember when
you get an app for it, and it's like looks like an actual Pip-Boy.
Yeah, it was like the Fallout. It came out with the game of edition of Number 4, I believe.
I don't know. They're releasing a new one. I've seen.
I dig that. That'd be cool to see. Because I know the Number 4 one, like it was gigantic too, like super heavy for a person to wear on their wrist.
No, this one's like legit, like leather straps and everything.
Nice, nice. So now let's see what else. Also, with Justice League stuff's going on. Justice League's Flash, apparently his costume is going to be over 100 pieces, 148 to be exact. Now, would you say this is like one of the most complex costumes then, if that's going to happen?
Most likely.
Because I've never, like, the Iron Man costumes, maybe, but I think even that's less material, isn't it?
You don't wear a costume anymore. It's just like CG.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it? It's just like...
him with the black suit, the little balls on it.
The balls all over him.
Well, there's a part in Civil War. Did you see the end of it?
Of course.
Well, where he's, like, stumbling around after Cap kicks his ass, where I got laughing because you could tell he's actually in the suit and it's, like, his feet aren't moving right and he's trying to stand up in it. That I thought that was funny as hell. But the Flash costume's got to be different because he's more, you know, dexterous. He's got to move around and everything.
I think they should have went more with, like, something similar to the TV show costume, to be completely honest, because it's easier for the person in the costume, too.
I don't know. The TV show costume gets me laughing because they have to cover his head with the leather, so it makes it look like he has this chrome. Like, he's Megamind at this point. And, like, his eyes are so low in comparison.
Oh,
and
I'm not going to unsee that.
Yeah, that's all you can think about once you notice it. And every time I see...
giant head.
Yeah.
My name is Barry Allen, and I run really fast. I am the Megamind.
Yeah, like, this guy's got a light bulb for a noggin. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Have you...
remember that one comic cover where the Flash's head's super huge?
Yeah, that's what I thought of instantaneously when he said that. I'm like, oh, shit, he's turning into that character now. Yeah, I mean, myself, I think the Flash costume's pretty cool, but there are, like, problems with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, like, the thing I like about it was, like, I like how they changed the logo in the new season, because remember, you finished the season. Remember he makes a big deal about how the costume has like a little white circle in there?
Yeah. He saw his future self and everything. He's like, oh, that looks so much cooler. And
yeah, they incorporate that. I'm thinking to myself, why are you incorporating that when all that stuff's going to happen when that costume happens? You're technically screwing everything up with your design choice.
Or the picture could have just influenced history in that way. I don't know. One of those mindfuck loops.
I mean, I still say with the ending of that season, by the way, with the Jay Garrick helmet just flying out, that was the coolest fucking... Like, you have to be... Yeah, with his... Mike just showed mega Flash. Now, I have to ask you, by the way, since you saw the season, rewatch at a random point during the season, the opening things, you know, my name's Barry Allen, I run really fast. I laugh my ass off every time I hear the first season one, because it's, my name is Barry Allen, I run really fast, I am the Flash. Just listen to that. Like that
he was excited. Give him a break. It was his first season.
Well, also like
you just met Stan Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my favorite one also is also Arrow. If you've seen Arrow, I think season 2. My name is Oliver Queen. I spent 7 years on Hellish Island.
I don't know, like Arrow, I kind of zone out for half of Arrow.
I don't blame you, to be honest.
I pluck it.
Same here. Like I don't when I watch the series, I don't give a shit about the flashback scenes. I really don't care. Yeah. Oh, he's in China now or South Korea. Fantastic. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like when he was like, there's this one part, I can't even remember what season it is. He's like, I wasn't always on the island. And I was like, oh, give me a break.
Like, no shit.
Get the hell out of here.
Well said. I mean, I think I'm also stoked to see a little bit more of what's it called? DC's Legends of Tomorrow, because like supposedly I don't think they're going to be doing it now, but like the changing the cast or whatever. Remember they were supposed to do that?
What's that?
Like they would incorporate like different people from the cast.
Yeah, they said they were going to do that. That's why Constantine was going to be on it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's pretty much like, do you watch Doctor Who at all?
Yeah, I've watched from Doctor number 9 to 11.
As like long as you've seen any of those.
Yeah.
It's just like that to me. Like it feel like it has that vibe to it.
Yeah.
Although vibe, fitting name considering the character of Sisko. But anyway, so now I'm excited though, you know, just to see all this stuff happening because it's, we're getting like the golden age of superhero television too, which is like really weird, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to live through a golden age.
It's like, you don't see that very often. I mean, like if we had like a Justice League TV series, you know how it would be. It would be like that shitty TV movie they made like back in the 90s.
Oh my God, don't reference these things.
You know what I'm talking about, where there was like, it had a, was it Hal Jordan or Guy Gardner in that one? It was like
it was like a mashup. It was like Guy Gardner, Kyle Rayner, Hal Jordan kind of thing.
And then it was pretty much JLI, Justice League International, but like poorly written, which bummed me out because like Justice League International is my favorite version of the Justice League from the 80s because it pretty much comes off to me as like,
well,
Marvel Cinematic.
You gotta remember, DC set the bar really low very early.
Oh yeah,
they said Super Friends. All right, sky's the limit now.
Pretty much, yeah. It feels like that. Although my favorite thing is I like seeing a lot of these, I like seeing DC bring in the obscure characters, and Mike always brings up as like the first example, and it's true, Constantine, whose helmet do you see in the first episode?
Fate.
And it's, I like the little Easter eggs, I like the fact of just seeing these characters that you don't expect to see in these things.
Well, their teaser had a Swamp Thing reference.
Exactly. And by the way, that number, there's a number you can call for Constantine. That number's still active. I called it last week.
See, I'm upset they canceled that. Like, I really loved that Constantine series. I watched through it, and I was like, oh, I can't wait for season two. And I was at the movies watching some other comic book movie. I can't remember what it was. And I was talking to Allison about it.
Pokemon, the first movie.
Yeah. And the guy next to me goes, yeah, they canceled that. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Like, Constantine was, like, on life support for how long?
I really like that, though, because that was right down my alley. I love those shows. I like Ghost Rider. I like Constantine, you know. My favorite book series is The Dresden Files, which is pretty much just Constantine.
Yeah. I mean, I still think, you know, we're always going to be mourning the loss of Constantine on the show, especially one person who's seated next to me right now. I'm, of course, talking to Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. No. but I think, you know, that was a show they could have given a second chance on like a cable station. That would have been perfect.
I agree.
Well,
let's not talk about it anymore.
So our next topic, Constantine. No. So now also going with the Marvel movies and stuff, Hannibal Buress is going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming. And as a fan of the guy, you know, stand-up comedy, I'm digging this a lot. I'm excited. Have you seen any of the stand-up, Travis?
I haven't. I've seen him do cameos in movies and stuff like that, and he's a pretty funny guy.
He's the one who got the ball rolling in the whole Bill Cosby thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, thanks to Hannibal Burgers, we have him to thank for everything that happened.
We do.
So,
in a way, he's the hero.
With great power comes...
So, I mean, that's his role in the movie. All of a sudden, you see, like, hey, Bill Cosby, you want a cameo? Oh, sure, let me get a Spider-Man movie.
Anyway, so now speaking of Marvel also, this is like literally one of two topics for Marvel related for this month or for this episode, which kind of surprises me because we have a guy on who loves Marvel more than anything and we can barely touch on Marvel today. But Charlie Cox, the guy who plays Daredevil, he actually asked... Charlie Cox. He asked Marvel for Daredevil pop vinyls, like a couple. Like, can I get like 5 or 6 pop vinyls? We then saw a picture on the Marvel Instagram of him with about over 1,000 pop vinyls of Daredevil.
Was he making eye contact? No, because did you hear what happened? He said the only reason he didn't get the Han Solo role is because he didn't make eye contact with anybody because he plays Matt Murdock so much.
Right.
That he doesn't look at people's eyes when he talks to them.
That bummed me out. Like, do you think he could have worked as a young Han Solo?
Yeah, maybe.
I can't see it, to be honest. Like, he just doesn't fit that kind of, like, you know, persona that a Han Solo would have.
Yeah, no. I don't really see him doing that one. Harrison Ford kind of set the bar high.
Yeah.
I love Harrison Ford, though, because he plays himself in every movie. I'm going to be an ornery dick. Ah, you got the part.
Pretty much. I mean, like, look at, you know, him in Force Awakens. He was pissed off the entire movie.
That's every movie for him, though. Like, Air Force One. Same guy. He's Han Solo in that, too.
Maybe he doesn't know he's being filmed.
Truman Show.
Like, oh, shit.
That's all it is. They just put this guy in extreme situations and watch him react.
I mean, and anyway, speaking of Star Wars, by the way, they just confirmed this week that Darth Vader is going to be in Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, it makes sense for this to happen because of the fact, when does it take place?
Yeah.
Like right before New Hope. Yeah. Like a couple weeks before. Like before their annual brunch.
Yeah, so you have that happening, and it works. It absolutely works. And I'm wondering, do you think it's going to be James Earl Jones reprising his vocal role of, you know, Darth Vader?
Of course.
Well, maybe it's that guy that sings Chocolate Rain or whatever.
Oh, Tay Zonday?
Yeah, that guy's hysterical.
I think the thing is with...
Or Chad Vader.
And fun fact, the guy who plays Chad Vader actually is... He does the Han Solo... Or not Han Solo. Darth Vader voice for different Star Wars-related projects.
Really?
If you play Star Wars...
Can you imagine how you're just doing some bullshit little thing and all of a sudden you're voicing Darth Vader?
Well, if you see Star Wars The Force Unleashed, the video game series, he plays Darth Vader in those.
Really?
Because James Earl Jones, like, said, "You are going to be my new apprentice. You will be taking over the role." So he got the gig because of Chad Vader, and it's... You can still kind of tell it's like the wrong-sounding Muppets thing from Family Guy. Mm. You can kind of tell it's not really James Earl Jones, but it still kind of sounds like him.
Yeah.
Like 99.8%.
Yeah, it's sugar-free, close enough, but...
Oh, shit. Like those little powdery Orange Crush drinks at Dollar Tree.
Diet Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell something's up.
We know a Diet Jones, now we know a Diet Stern.
We have, what's it called, aspartame. There's a little bit of aspartame in there.
It will kill you.
So, now, also going with these movies and stuff, Carl Urban confirmed this week, Dread 2 is in development. Now,
is it Urban Legend, or is it Truth?
Well, this is the thing. Carl Urban is kind of coming off to me as Guillermo del Toro, in a way, with the whole, we have an announcement, this is going to happen. Oh, nope, it's not going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen, not going to happen.
Like
nope.
You said, there was a Dread series on Netflix coming.
Yeah, so...
There was going to be a Dread serial.
There was going to be Dread the Blanket.
Dread Checks.
It's going to be like Spaceballs. Spaceballs, the movie. Spaceballs, the blanket. Spaceballs, the restaurant tie-in, you know?
I wish they would do more Dread, though. I love that movie.
It was a great movie. It was, like, well done. The 3D, like, I haven't seen it in 3D, but the 3D was gorgeous, I heard. Like, it was one of the best 3D movies of all time.
Well, like, the ending itself, to me, is amazing. Because, like, you could tell. He huffed that girl. He threw her off the ledge. She had all that time to think about how she done fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, she said, I could have done this. I couldn't done it. You know what I could have done? Not fucked with Dread. And then she hits the ground and explodes.
I need to rewatch that movie now. Like, that was a fucking great film.
I loved it. Because, like, it makes me mad in movies where you kill the villain right off. Because he doesn't have time to think. He's just dead.
Yeah.
Like, no, make that guy suffer a little bit so he can say, oh, I've done messed up.
What was your favorite? Would you say that's your favorite villain death?
Yeah, I kind of really like that one.
Mike, how about yourself?
I liked when Han Solo died.
I'd have to go, my favorite villain death would be Ajax in Deadpool. Just because it was just like, you hear Colossus going on his whole little spiel like, no, Deadpool, you have to be big, strong hero. Bang. Doesn't give a... Like, I was waiting for him to do that. I'm like, I was in the theater sitting, I'm like, please kill Ajax. Please kill Ajax. And you hear bang, like, fucking A, it happened.
You know what I liked a little bit more than the Deadpool movie? The series of memes that followed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ with these. Who thinks this crap?
I still say, though, my favorite line in the Deadpool movie, like, I'm looking back at it now, just the one line I laughed at the most was Captain Deadpool. Like, when he picked his name, Captain Deadpool, not just Deadpool. Or also the chocolate-covered yogurt. Oh, that was just chocolate yogurt. No, it was poop emoji. So... Now, going also with the different movies, Bryan Cranston is going to be playing Zordon in the upcoming Power Rangers movie. And Mike, you have a little fun fact about that?
He actually voiced some of the monsters in the original series of Power Rangers.
So he's I saw a post.
And actually, Billy Cranston is named after Bryan Cranston.
Well, I saw like a post on the one of the Facebook pages, and I loved where it said it. It was, Bryan Cranston returns to Power Rangers. I'm like, wait,
and
I'll be
like, returns?
I love that. I thought it was like a nice little inside nod to, you know, all this stuff.
Power Rangers Homecoming.
Also, did you know Zach was missing his middle finger?
What?
Yeah.
The more you know.
What, you flip off the wrong monster? Like,
no, he never had one.
Goldar bit it off, you know?
And ate it.
He ate it, and then he spit out the bone, and he's just like, you know what? this doesn't taste that good. It's flesh. This joke is going nowhere.
So you're
going
to make a black joke.
No. So anyway, so now, Kong Skull Island, that movie that's coming out. What do you guys think about the fact that we're going to be getting like a Kong cinematic universe, kind of like a big monster movie universe?
We'll be.
You know what? I'm a giant monster movie fan, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Right.
I love Godzilla movies. As long as it's better than the old Godzilla vs. King Kong, I'll be excited.
I think the smart thing is the fact that they're, you know, they're making this into such a big deal now. Like, when it wasn't for years and years. Like, the Roland Emmerich 98 Godzilla fucking killed that brand.
Well, he did that on purpose.
You think so?
He was going, what was the director? Was that Roland Emmerich or whatever that guy's name was?
Yeah, he was the one that did Independence Day as well. Like, he was...
Oh, what's his name? Matthew Broderick, everyone's favorite killer.
Oh, God.
You know, he killed a couple people?
Yeah, I was
allegedly.
Well, not allegedly. He hit him head-on collision.
Allegedly, Mike. You have to say allegedly for this because that's considered slander. Allegedly,
okay,
Mike.
Allegedly, Matthew Broderick killed people.
But I was reading things that said what's his head just he thought the whole idea of Godzilla was stupid, so he tanked the whole project on purpose. And I was like, are you kidding me? I love Godzilla, and they made him a retarded looking iguana.
Well, my favorite thing was there was a Godzilla movie back in the 2000s in Japan. Where he fought that version of Godzilla
and
easily destroyed him.
He, like, smashed it. Instantly.
I love that.
And it was, like, half the size of Godzilla.
I think stuff like that is smart. You want to include that level of, like, self-awareness, too. You know what I mean? You want to have that, like, level of self-awareness. Like, you know, you want to make fun of the past foibles, the problems. You know what I mean? Like, you want to just shit on the bad stuff.
Well, did you see the new Japanese Godzilla coming out?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
He looks like the skeleton version of Greymon or whatever. Like, he's all, like...
That's fucking rad.
Looking decrepit and everything. And he looks scary as hell. And they're doing it in response of our Godzilla. They call it the Fat Godzilla, too, by the way. Have you ever
heard that? I have
heard that. That movie wasn't that good.
No, I didn't like
it. It's a lot of fish.
It is a lot of fish. Something's fishy.
I actually used to send, like, my one friend, Paul, I don't know if you know him, but I would send him a text, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, just like, that's a lot of fish. And he would, like, oh, my God, a text important. That's a lot. Fuck you, Pete. And close his phone.
Woke me up from my
back
beautiful
in the day
dream.
We had to close your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Like, I had the Crazer. You remember the Crazer?
I just had the Razer M3.
Yeah, I had the Crazer was, like, the not-so-expensive Razer. And I liked it because, you know, it was impervious. Like, it was indestructible, like those old Nokias.
Oh, then, God, where you could, like, bludgeon somebody to death.
Yeah,
with that
thing. it finally died, and I had to get a...
RIPD, by the way.
RIPD, yeah.
Yeah, for your phone.
So now I have this. I finally switched over to the smartphone.
For our visual podcast.
Yeah.
It's a nice phone. It's very luxurious.
Nah, it's
like Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes.
I broke my screen.
That's a terrible segue.
He's luxurious.
No, he's not. He's got a leather jacket.
I got yelled at that's forever because I got a smartphone. I broke the screen right away, so for all those who can't see it, I have packing tape holding it together.
That's metal as fuck.
So.
Just saying, that's metal as fuck. But now, Jeffrey... Mike, you go with the segue this time.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan wants to play Flashpoint Batman.
And if you saw... You haven't seen Batman v Superman, but in the opening scene, they do this whole recreation of Batman's origin, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, of course.
But what they show is Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing Thomas Wayne.
Oh, okay.
So,
and Maggie playing Martha Wayne.
Martha! So,
sons of Martha!
So now Jeffrey Dean Morgan wants to play Flashpoint Batman if they ever do a Flashpoint movie. I'd be down with that, to be honest. But just maybe work on Flashpoint so it doesn't suck as bad as the actual story did. Because that was
true.
That was a pretty abysmal story where I dropped off halfway through. It was god awful.
It wasn't good at all.
Did you watch the animated movie?
It was okay.
I didn't like the animation itself.
I think.
Oh no, the animation was kind of lazy at scenes.
Yeah.
I like DC with their movies, but they have like a reliance on the Japanese anime style way too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like I like the Timverse stuff. It's,
they're going back now.
They're doing the anime style for Killing Joke, which is a shame.
Are they really?
It looks like it a little bit. Like, if you see, like, certain things, it's the limited frame rate and all that stuff that Japanese anime does. I want to just see, like, something, make your own style, you know what I mean? Like
Timverse.
Yeah, Timverse was its own original thing, and it was sleek, you know what I mean? It looked like, what's it called? Jack Kirby's art style, but, like, animated and a little bit sleeker, maybe bulkier. True. When you think about it, you know? Yeah. And the funniest thing is we never really had a Batman done by Jack Kirby back in the day.
That would have been cool.
I would, like, the closest thing, I think, was the Superpowers series.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the closest thing to seeing Batman done by Kirby. Never, you know, anything else. And also, I would say also the Timverse style kind of reminds me of Mike Mignola's art.
Yeah.
The guy who created Hellboy. When you see that, like, it's, like, that again, that blocky style.
Yeah.
But again, who is Mignola inspired by? Kirby.
Yep.
So, now also speaking of, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, by the way, guess who was originally going to play, like, rumored to play the role of Negan at one point?
Henry Rollins?
Yeah.
What? How'd I guess that right off the bat, Pete?
I would assume you have a list.
I do have a list.
Is somebody's guess on that list?
No.
Are you sure, Holland?
Oates. I'm sure.
Okay. What you need is an adult. Education.
Pete, stop. I think Bruce Campbell would have been cool Negan if he was a little younger.
I think he would have made a great detective because he'd have private eyes watching you. They'd see your every move.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just going to keep... I'll find any way to shoehorn Hall & Oates references into the show today, by
Did
the way.
Did you go to the concert by any chance?
Not at all. Okay. I actually didn't.
I thought that's why you keep hyping up. We're talking about Henry Rollins, damn it.
Henry Rollins?
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Hank Rollins, whatever the frig his name is?
So, Henry Rollins would like there was a possibility he would have played the role of Negan.
Oh, wow. I had to Google him just
he,
now.
He looks like him, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm not good with names at all, so I had to Google. He does look like him.
Because, like, he's been in a lot of movies. He's been a lot of, you know...
Well, personality-wise, that's him, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, have you heard about what they're going to do with Jeffrey or Negan in the comics? Like, they're going to show his origin of what he was before the zombie apocalypse?
They've been working on that.
See, I can't, like... You remember the Postman? I can see him being
with
like
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, you know the guy that was leading the bad guys or whatever they are. I forget his name.
I did not expect to hear a Postman reference today.
Well, it kind of like I pictured Negan being like that, be like, you know what I was before the apocalypse? A fax machine salesman or what? Like that.
Well, have you heard what he actually was supposed to be?
No,
Mike.
Who?
Negan. Who's Negan supposed to be?
Oh, back in the day, he was a used car salesman and a ping pong coach.
You know what fits? I could see it. He was disgruntled his entire life. And the world comes. You know what? I'm bashing some people's heads in. I'm getting me a harem of women. And if you touch them, I'm going to burn your face off with an iron.
And I recently watched the death scene that Jeffrey Dean Morgan does. And that is one of the most brutal things. Like, just the way they do it. Like, I like the multiple camera angles of who might it be. I thought it was genius.
See, I had to stop watching the TV show.
I couldn't get into the show. I've heard, like, I've seen the first season, and it's okay. It's okay at best, but I would need to, you know, like, I know people, like, that are heavily invested in that show. Like, heavily invested.
AMC threatening to sue anybody who releases the spoiler who Negan kills.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah. There's a Facebook page called The Spoiling Dead. And, you know, they're usually very, very, very accurate. They always, like, before an episode comes out, they got, like, legit breakdown before the episode comes out.
Is it true they spoil the dead?
Yes, they do. But anyway, they sent them a cease and desist, and if they, you know, spoil who Negan kills, they're going to take them to court.
Oh, right. That's crap. I hate when they do that. Like, yep. I get why they do it, because they don't want anybody to ruin it, but, like, you just become a bully in my eyes at that point.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, if this happens... It does show like how big the show is. Where like we will sue your fucking ass if you spoil our show for us.
See, and I read the comics all the time, so I'm just like whatever. If it's not the comic book guy, I don't care.
I think they're gonna change it from what the show was or what the comic was.
Well, at this point, they have to. If you hype it up this big and you make it the same as a comic, everybody's gonna hate your guts.
Not just,
or if they don't make it the same as a comic, I think they're torn right now.
I think it'll be more towards changing because of the fact. Look how popular of a person Glenn is on the convention circuit.
Yeah.
True.
Well, did you read why it's so different between the comic and the TV show initially?
No, why?
Because initially the comic was an indie comic and he thought he was getting canceled any day.
Yeah.
So he was just like, I'm throwing whatever I can in here now. And
that's
as
he cut Rick's hand off.
Yeah, and as it started to pick up, he's like, all right, I can make this more story based. That's why the show is different. He's like, I'm going to do with the show what I initially wanted to do with the comic.
Funniest thing is I like early Walking Dead. I think like the early Walking Dead comic is like one of the best written comics I've seen in like the past, you know, few years.
I like it. I'm ashamed to say that the TV show actually got me into the comic. I am ashamed to say that. But like, I started reading it and I was like, man, Shane didn't last very long. I think he was dead in like the second comic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, why was he around for so long?
I mean, I always found the one scene where Carl shoots him, just like the whole, get away from my dad, bang. I don't know why, just like that look on his face is one of the funniest like drawn panels.
The look
I've
on
seen.
His face when he gets his eyes shot out.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. The Carl in the comics is so badass. I get so mad at the actor, I want to hit him all the time. I'm like, no, you come from greatness.
And like, look, how up to date on Walking Dead, the comic, are you?
I'm issue. Every issue that comes in, I get.
The scene where Carl is with the girl and she licks his eye hole is one of the creepiest scenes I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
That's why, like, if it happens in the show, if they build up to that, oh, my God.
He fell in love with that girl because
of course he did.
He's like, she licked my nasty. I gotta keep her.
Can you blame him?
Negan liked his eye hole.
Yeah.
Like, and then they became friends. Like, mm-hmm. They'd sit and they'd talk. I was like, these guys are powwowing in the basement. Rick's gonna have to kill so many people now.
It's an
internet. One hand.
Tied behind his back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like the overall thing with like how The Walking Dead started, but like towards the end, like I just fell off. Like after All Out War, to be honest.
Well, I like what they're starting to lean into now with the Skinwalkers and everything like that. Like that gives an air of scary that it hasn't had in a while. Because like now you don't like you're still gonna kill the zombies regardless. Like it doesn't like they're still a threat.
Yeah, but they like, have to. Be.
It's hard to say. Where can you go from Negan? Somebody like that, you know.
Where can we go from here? Now that all the children
let him out of jail eventually.
Where do we go from here? Now that all the children are growing up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm now referencing Alan Parsons Project. If you know,
I'm gonna stab you in the neck, okay, Pete.
So anyway,
with the Walking Dead thing though, like it was, and it's funny because though, what's her head there? God, I'm so bad with names. Who Rick's with?
Lori, Michonne.
No, not in the comic.
Josh Rosengrant.
In the comic, what's her head there? She died in the TV show, and I was so happy for it.
Andrea.
Yeah. I was so happy when she died in the TV show, and she's such a great character in the comic.
Oh
book.
Yeah. She's one of the longest-running characters in the comics alongside Rick, right?
Yeah, Ricky. She even said to Rick, she's like, Rick, you're not the only guy that gets to live through this, okay? I'm a fighter, too.
She was a dipshit in the show.
I hate her in the show. When she died, I celebrated.
That's the funniest thing about the series is like they have such a stark contrast between the two characters, like the TV version and the comic version. Because when I hear people go on like, oh, I fucking hate her guts, I hate her guts, I'm like, she fucking rules in the comic. What the hell are you talking about? And then I hear like, oh, she's like a piece of shit on the show. I'm like,
oh, she was a piece of shit on the show. In the comic, she was so amazing. I was like,
wait, was she died?
No, she's still alive. No, okay. Sorry. I gotta watch what I say. Because there are people out there be like, oh, you spoiled it. No, I ain't spoil anything. She's alive.
Michonne's dead.
Obviously. But now, also speaking of comic books, guess who spent over $1 million on comics over the weekend at a Las Vegas comics convention?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, who we were talking about last week, he just bought a bunch of Silver Age comic books, stuffed by Stan Lee. What I'm getting at is I'm making fun of the way the man talks to people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Oh, he doesn't listen to us one day and get passed by.
How great would it be if Nicolas Cage was our fan, though? How fucking cool would that be?
I hear you guys are making fun of the way I talk.
I heard that you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear
it. Gary Busey chimes in. Guy, I really don't like it either when you make fun of people's voices.
I really don't think. And then all of a sudden, what's her name from Batman v Superman shows up?
You're all going to court for making fun of people talking.
My jar of piss. Well, Grandma's peach tea.
If it saves you guys, I actually like Nicolas Cage.
I do too.
Just wanted to kill him when he became Ghost Rider.
He's such a goof though in some of the movies he does. Like for example, Wicker Man. Oh God. Well, not just that, but when he punches a woman while he's wearing a bear suit.
So, who hasn't wanted to do that?
Why isn't that a meme? Why isn't that a
t-shirt?
It is.
Oh, that like that and the oh God, not the bees, the bees. Like there's so much about that movie, like I can't even describe.
You know, Nicolas Cage I usually take with a pound of salt. Like, he's really good.
Not a pinch, a pound. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that.
He's good in those really hokey, like, indie films and stuff like
I
that.
I love
like
him in Raising Arizona.
Yeah, like, stuff like that he's good in. But, like, stay away from my Ghost Rider, okay?
Yeah.
That's my favorite character. I want Chris Pine.
I have to ask, you're a diehard Ghost Rider fan. What did you think of the last run of Ghost Rider when it was, with the, you know, the low riders and the cars and everything?
Oh, the new Ghost Rider or whatever he's called?
Yeah.
I don't hate it because, you know, the Ghost Rider, there's multiple Ghost Riders, so it's not like you're killing Johnny Blaze to do
I have to ask, by the way, is that a Ghost Rider shirt?
Yes, it is.
Damn right. Because I keep looking at them like, oh, Flaming Skull, oh, it's not. And then I see the chain, I'm like, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Ghost Rider.
I I like the new run, or the one that came out before it, like before Secret Wars, when it was Ghost Riders or whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that. The problem is Ghost Rider doesn't have a long running series. They just like make mini series here and there, which annoys me because Ghost Rider could be done so well if they put the time and effort in. Like,
try being a Howard the Duck fan. Where every like
I am a Howard the Duck fan. I just haven't. I used to read them from the 80s comics.
Well, for me, like, you know, they're announcing Howard the Duck is ending at issue number 11. So,
damn it.
But, like, it's like a mutual decision. Like, Chip Zdarsky and Quinones, they both said, yeah, we just want to end the series. It wasn't Marvel canceling them. They said, we want you guys to keep doing this, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, so hopefully we'll see something good down the line. But the funny thing is, you know, with Ghost Rider, the new one that came out, I like Ghost Rider's run, but I hated the art on the first couple of issues.
They made it anime-ish, right?
Well, the artist that does it, he does the series Luther Strode. And I love that comic because of the art in that. He did a phenomenal job in that. But I'm going to show you, sorry for people at home with the visual aspect, but this is how every single character in that all-new Ghost Rider run from the beginning looked like to me. With the faces like pushed
back.
Like, it looked like that.
Like that scene from Men in Black where he just pulled, this better.
Everyone looks like they have bad plastic surgery, and it's like it annoyed the shit out of me. And then I see people in like the comic book section of Reddit praising this run. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I wish they'd do a run and do it like, you know, like Heaven's on Fire was. It was a crappy miniseries. The story was poorly executed and everything, and had a crappy ending. But the idea of it was really good.
Yeah,
you know, like you get the Ghost Rider brothers just touring around on their bikes, fighting the supernatural, like. Do Supernatural at that point, like TV show. Just do it. Have them both on their bikes, going around, finding like these crappy cases. Like, they don't even have to research it. Just be like, oh, God pointed me in this crappy direction because they already created this love-hate situation with Johnny Blaze and God.
Well, welcome to comics, dude. It's that shit all the time.
Oh, my God. And now did you see that they're casting for Ghost Rider TV show?
I heard it's just rumored right now. Like,
yeah, it's rumored, but I guess everybody wants what's his head from
Daryl
Norman Reedus.
Yeah, Norman Reedus, yeah. And the wacky fetus from Death Stranding.
They want him to do it, and like I want to start a hashtag campaign to get the guys from Supernatural to do it. Just because, you know, they're already playing the goddamn part. They've done it for 11 seasons.
I'd be down with that, to be honest. I'd be down with that. Like, I mean, I want to see some of these, like, you know, I want to see a Moon Knight series more than anything. Yeah. I'm a huge Moon Knight fan.
You know, let's step away from the mainstream a little bit and start getting these other guys in there.
If you saw a Moon Knight series, would you want to see it as, like, the Moon Knight from, what's it called?
I kind of like his cape. Like, I'm not going to lie. I like the cape and stuff.
I like Moon Knight with the suit. I think it's, like, it's just such a unique thing with the whole, he calls himself Mr. Knight. Just humor him. Like, they all know he's batshit crazy.
I want to see the helicopter and the airplane and all.
With, what's his name? Pierre or Jacques, I think his name is. His version of Alfred is pretty much a little French man.
Yeah.
I think,
what was it? There's this one comic, I forget who he was fighting, but he was pretty much like a Taskmaster-ish kind of character, and he ended up ripping his face off and crashing a helicopter on him.
I forgot his name. He's the one that caused everything to happen. The Bushman.
Yeah, and he crashed a helicopter on him. I was like, how can you not like a character like that? He's like crash landing, dead.
My favorite Moon Knight series still has to be the one from the 80s, though, the Doug Munch, Bill Sienkiewicz run. Like, that is the best series I've ever seen. And, like, and by the way, I probably got his name pronounced wrong, Bill Sienkiewicz. You can never pronounce that name properly. I wish he had a simple name, like Neil Adams. It's not hard to fuck that name up.
Well, it's like Worcestershire sauce. Everybody Neil says Adams. It different.
What's this here sauce?
Ah, man. But, yeah, now, before we go, final topic of the episode. This how I got to knowing you back in the day was you had an Evil Dead shirt on when we were going to school together. And that's how I befriended you, essentially, because I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy knows what good movies are. So I befriended you, and today is Bruce Campbell's 58th birthday, and obviously we all love at this table, you know, the Evil Dead movies, but what are, like, some, you know, what are favorite roles of the guy over the years? Like, you know, he's been in Sky High, he's been in Maniac Cop, Darkman, stuff like that. Like, what's your favorite Bruce Campbell role?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spider-Man roles, his cameos.
Which we're actually going to lead up to him playing Mysterio in Spider-Man 4. Because they recently...
Boom.
They recently revealed these storyboards of him as, like, Mysterio, like, the mask off and, like, him getting arrested. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't you do this? That would have been cool. It would have been so great.
Well, that's because they killed it so bad in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. Yeah. The least we say about that, the better, as a Spider-Man fan over here. But yourself?
Gotta be when he was in guest starred in Megas XLR. I know a lot of people don't remember Megas XLR, but it was like a Gundam with a car head. It was cool.
I never saw, but I heard good things.
Like, yeah, the, and it's funny because Cartoon Network filed for bankruptcy on it, so you can't even get it in DVDs.
Wow.
And I was like, it was so good. Why did people not like this?
Now, myself, my favorite Bruce Campbell thing, I would have to go with the Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. It was a cowboy series, like, set, you know, with him playing a cowboy, and, like, he's the title character, Briscoe County Jr. And he's, like, his sidekick is the guy who played Shownuff in The Last Dragon.
Shownuff, who's the master?
It is so, so damn great. And it's, like, one of the most underrated series of, like, the past 20-something years. Like, no one knows Briscoe County Jr., but, like, the ones that did watch it, they loved it.
Didn't he used to do cameos in old Hercules?
Oh, yeah, he was on Hercules, he was on Xena Warrior Princess, and they even did, like, Dynamite Comics did an Army of Darkness meets Xena Warrior Princess comic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, they... Name it, they've done a crossover with Army of Darkness. Zombies versus Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to bring up, because I love that. Like, who'd he kill? He ended up, like, killing good people. Like, Ash fucked everything up for everybody in that.
He did that. He was all... they also did Freddy versus Jason versus Ash. Like, they did two miniseries of that.
Yeah, I never got around to looking into that one.
The first one was good. The second one was eh. But, yeah, just, like, a lot of cool shit like that. And... I don't know. I love Bruce, and just the fact, you know, we're getting a second season of Ash vs. Evil Dead in 2 months.
You know what's funny about that is I had Showtime, and we got into a fight with Time Warner Cable because they kept messing us up and everything like that. And then something happened to where the package we had wasn't offered anymore, and they tried to combine all these other packages to give us what we actually had, and we lost Showtime.
I know.
Just in time to lose...
Oh, you know, Stars.
Or Stars, yeah, sorry. And just in time not to watch it.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, I was pissed.
That was, like, it's the closest thing to what the old humor was of, like, Army of Darkness and Evil Dead 2.
Well, I watched a trailer at Comic-Con where, like, he's boinking the bar wench or whatever.
Did you go to the panel at the Hammerstein that weekend? Because they premiered the first episode there. I was there for
that. I watched a trailer somewhere there. It was like on one of the screens.
It was on the actual Ashes trailer, which was the coolest fucking thing. And it bums me out that the show is premiering, the new season's premiering before Comic-Con, so there's not going to be any Evil Dead presence there.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
So.
But just watching him screw this bar skank and have her turn into like...
That was so great.
The zombie thing and him blow her away. Like, he knew the whole time. He just didn't care.
Well, the funniest thing was that's happening. She turns around and goes, "What's wrong? Don't you want to finish?" Yeah. And he does. And he's, like, super apprehensive and just looks behind himself like, is everything going to be okay? It was so fucking great. And, like, all set to, what's it called? Deep Purple, just like that one song by them. And I'm like, that's so fucking perfect. So now before we go, by the way, go to www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite and get an audiobook of your choosing for free from thousands of books to choose from. Myself, I've been listening to the audiobook of Frankenstein. Yourself?
I've been listening to the audiobook of The Werewolf.
Or Dracula, yes. But so now go to www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite and get a free audiobook of your choosing. Cancel at any time. Once again, www.audiblyexquisite.com or audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite.
Yeah.
So now, let's see, before we go, Travis, once again, thank you for being on today's show.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure.
And once again, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Just YouTube at Figure Ants.
Figure Ants.
Yep.
With a Z at the end.
Yep. And again on Facebook, same name. And Treetop Travesty with the underscore on Instagram.
And Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I got a Twitter, too.
Very cool.
I'm not very good at Twitter.
No worries, dude. No worries. Once again, big thank you to GunnaGeek.com for hosting this show. And finally, go to www.facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. Go to Twitter at the AE Podcast, at Peter Melnick, and
at Mike_Norton. Quit stealing my at, Peter.
Sorry. Now go to Instagram at
audiblyexquisite.
And go to
www.audiblyexquisite.com.
We're also looking for people who are interested in writing for us. So contact us, Peter at audiblyexquisite, and also Mike at audiblyexquisite.com. So now also different ways to listen to the show. iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and Podomatic, all available for all iOS and Android devices. And be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share on iTunes. So for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
I'm Travis Atkins.
From Mike Norton with my Ruby. Have an audibly exquisite week. Thank you.